Hey guys, it's Kristen. We're going to get into the episode in just a second, but there's something I have to tell you about. One of the biggest questions I get as a holistic nutrition coach is, how do you deal with the summer and still maintain your goals? Does this sound familiar to you? The snow has finally melted and you see your friends and family posting on social media that they're getting their summer bodies ready. Maybe they're using the hashtag #HotGirlSummer like last year, or maybe they're hitting the gym twice a day to make sure they look good in that bikini. You know the pool and beach season is upon us, but so are cookouts, graduation parties, holidays, and family get-togethers. Each occasion brings more side dishes, more desserts, and of course, more guilt that you didn't stick to that diet you wanted to. Guess what? You don't need a diet when you're confident in your nutrition. Instead of letting the chaotic summer schedule take over, I'm going to share 5 key ways to balance your nutrition in the summer months in my live masterclass on June 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time. In this masterclass, we're going to talk about making the most out of seasonal produce, balancing your nutrition, how to enjoy summer events without the guilt, and more. Every person who registers for the masterclass will get lifetime access to the replay, so if you can't make it live, don't worry. I would love to see you there, and there's 2 bonuses that if you sign up now, you'll get your hands on. Hello. Welcome to Be Your Best Self Health Chats. Weekly casual conversations about taking health into your own hands. I am your host, Kristen Longacre. We are going to finish up our 3-week series on macronutrients. And just to give you a quick recap, we've been talking about macronutrients, which are the 3 nutrients your body needs the most to function at its best. So a good chunk of our diet is made up of these nutrients that are protein, carbohydrates, and fats. So the first week we talked about protein because protein is the one that most people are under eating. So we talked about ways to get more protein into our daily diets, into our meals, and how protein can benefit us. Then last week we talked about carbs and why carbs are so demonized, but why you need them in your daily lives, because carbs are good. Carbs are wonderful. We need carbs. We love carbs around here. Today, we're going to move on to another one that can often be demonized, and that is fats. So fats is going to be the 3rd macronutrient we are going to talk about. And again, fats, similar to carbs, tend to have diets named after them, such as a low-fat diet, which again is very trendy or was back in the 90s and the early 2000s. So we're going to talk all about that today. We're going to talk about why fats are important, and I'm going to give you some sources of good fats that you can get into your diet. So why was low fat so trendy back in the 90s and early 2000s? When we look at diet culture, there's always different trends that tend to come and go over the years. And back in the day, they often were looking for, instead of eating a balanced meal, what is a quick win you could have that would allow you to drop weight quickly, which is what most people want. You know, they don't want to build a balanced meal. They want to find something that's going to help them lose weight really fast and move on, right? So low fat became a thing. And low fat isn't a bad idea if it's done correctly, but that's where all of the marketing gimmicks came in as people started advertising this salad dressing as low fat. Cereal is low fat. This milk is low fat. This is low fat. That is low fat. And as people started seeing all of these low fat products, they were thinking they were better for their health than eating whole foods. Which, if you can hang around with me for a few days, you'll know that I'm not always the biggest fan of processed foods when it comes to taking care of your health. And these low-fat foods, in order to make them taste better, were loaded with sugar. So they were missing the fat piece of it, but they were higher in sugar. And if you've hung out with us before, you also know that
We should, on average, eat about 6 teaspoons of sugar a day. And the average American eats 24. So by eating low fat, people were thinking they were eating healthier because the packaging told them they were, but they really weren't because they were eating higher sources of inflammatory foods. So the low fat diet has come and gone. We moved on to low carbohydrate, which you heard me talk about last week. But there are still a ton of low-fat foods out there. And things to watch out for with those is just what I said. Spend time with the food labels because low-fat isn't necessarily awful depending on the product that you're purchasing. But you need to watch out for what is added to make up for the taste that you're losing when you take the fat out. So before we get too far into this, let's talk about why is fat important to your diet? Fats are your body's energy reserve. So last week we talked about how carbohydrates is your body's source of energy, and they're so important because without carbohydrates, you tend to have lower energy. Well, fats are going to be your energy reserve. So when you burn through those carbs, your body turns to the fat reserve to start burning it. But it has to burn through the carbs first. This is where the keto diet has become really popular because one of the things that they do is they use fats as an energy source instead of carbs because it helps you, which is why it helps you lose weight because you're burning through the fat on your body. However, your body can't always sustain itself on that. That's not necessarily long-term sustainable solution. So, your body needs those extra fats to really help you burn off energy, but it also needs the fats are also there to protect your organs and basically help insulate your body. So we don't want to get our fat levels down that low. You know, it's something to keep in mind that fat still is important to have on your body, just not to the level of America these days. But this is also why low-fat diets don't work long-term, because as your body burns through that carbohydrate reserve, carbohydrate fuel, it's gonna need that reserve of fat depending on what you're doing. If you're somebody who's really, really active and you're getting out and working out, or you're going for a hike or a run or a long walk, chances are you're gonna burn through all of those carbs that your body had built up, and it needs some of those fats to then keep it going. Otherwise, you're gonna hit a wall and you're gonna crash. So, similar to carbohydrates and protein, the amount of fat that you need is gonna vary by person because there is no one number I can come to you and say, this is the perfect amount of food you need to eat every single day. No, there is no one number. But 20 to 35% of your diet should come from fats. But there is a but here. Less than 10% of that should come from a saturated fat. And in order to kind of determine that, you need to keep an eye on food labels, and it will tell you if it's a saturated fat. So less than 10% of your daily diet should come from saturated fats, which means keep that number low. And that's gonna come in to when you see some of the highly processed foods, such as like chips or something soaked in vegetable oil, because vegetable oil is not gonna be as great for you as something like an avocado or an olive oil. So you need to keep an eye on your food labels if you really are going to focus on lowering your fat content or balancing your fat content in your meals. Food labels are so incredibly important, and they can tell you so much about the food you're putting in your body, which is why I recommend paying attention to them more, especially if you are somebody who relies on a more processed food base for your diet. So, as you've heard me say a couple times, I'm not a huge fan of a ton of processed foods. Don't get me wrong. I will throw chicken nuggets in the oven and all day long, but when it comes to chips and Cheetos and pretzels and stuff, I tend to lean away from it because my body personally doesn't process it very well. And that's something that took me a long time to figure out. And that's why I tend to push towards whole foods for snacks and everything. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. First things first. Let's talk about the best sources for fat in your diet. Now, I did just say that vegetable oils aren't going to be the perfect source, But vegetable oils will be a source to get fats into your diet. Something also like a fatty fish. Avocados are my personal go-to when it comes to fats. I love a good avocado toast. You will often find me eating it, or I will throw an avocado on basically anything I cook for lunch, whether it's a salad, a piece of chicken, a burger. I throw it in with eggs sometimes. Avocados are a wonderful source of fat, and they're an easy one, if you can find them cheap, to get into your diet on a daily basis because they're so versatile. Olives make for a great source of fat, which is why olive oil makes for a great source of fat. Nuts is really a go-to in the diet industry. People will say just grab a handful of nuts and chow down. Again, little things add up. So if you are just eating a handful of cashews or a handful of almonds, you are getting some fats into your diet, and those will help keep you full and give you that padding or extra energy reserve you need. Seeds make for another great source. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, stuff like that. Focus on those. Make a little trail mix. It'll give you a great snacking option and give you those fats you need. With that being said, nut butters and seed butters are another great option. Flax seeds, chia seeds, the seeds list continues. So those are just some great options when it comes to needing to get more fat into your diet. Throw some flax seeds in a smoothie. Throw some chia seeds in a smoothie. Maybe some peanut butter in your smoothie. Something like that. There's definitely options into getting those fats into your daily diet. Things to limit. Because, yes, we talk, there are good fats. But there's also fats, like we talked about, the saturated fats. But other fats that are not necessarily going to help you build that energy reserve up in a healthy way. They are butter. Sorry. Cream cheese. Sorry. Full fat dairy, sorry, fried foods, sorry, fast food, and packaged foods. So that's where we talk about keeping an eye on things, keeping an eye on your different fats that you are eating and reading your food labels. Because fats aren't going to be the worst thing you eat, but you need to eat them in the right way. Less of that processed situation and more of the natural fats like the avocados, the nut butters, the seeds, etc. So as we are wrapping up this 3 weeks of talking about macronutrients, one of the key things that I have tried to stress throughout the 3 weeks is balance. And that is finding the right balance of your macronutrients. And I'm not talking hiring a macros coach to tell you what macros to eat. Chances are most people here are not at a point where they want to become a bodybuilder or an extreme athlete where they need that balance. In this case, if you're looking at your overall health, it's finding the balance for you for your macronutrients. Not macros, macronutrients. That's all I'm focusing on. It's finding a great balance of protein, carbs, and fat. You can do this by downloading the food journal that's listed in the comments, or you can do this by spending time just paying attention. And that's what the food journal tends to help you do, is it helps you get a better grasp on how your body is feeling with different types of food. In this case, you can maybe write down your protein, carbs, and fat for a couple days to get an idea of my body was not doing well when I added this much fat into it. Or my body was doing great when I added more carbs. It's amazing. Carbs are wonderful. Trust me, you'll say that. But at the end of the day, it's going to come down to balance. And as we are heading into the summer months, I have an exciting thing to tell you about regarding balance. One of the conversations I have so regularly is this exact conversation. How do I balance out my meals? How do I balance my nutrition with things going on in the world? How do I balance my nutrition with going to graduation parties and summer parties, pool parties, baseball games, sporting events, etc.? Balance is a huge issue, especially when our schedules get busier. So I am hosting on June 6th at 8 p.m. Central Time, a crash course to balancing your summer nutrition masterclass. And it is going to be $19.95 if you sign up now. It is an early bird pricing. The price will go up prior to the masterclass. And if you cannot make it on live, don't worry, because you will get access to the replays as well. So there's a link below that you can click to sign up if you want to go ahead and jump on in and save your seat at the early bird pricing. We are going to talk about my 5 tips to balancing your nutrition in the chaotic summer months. So, proteins, carbs, and fats, those are your most important sources of nutrients. Find the balance that is correct to you, and if you are looking to balance your overall nutrition, I will see you at the masterclass Crash Course to Balancing Your Summer Nutrition on June 6th. Have a wonderful week, my friends, and we will see you back here next Sunday where we're going to talk about more balance. See you then.